You're listening to Living Planet on Deutsche Welle Radio. The Democratic Republic of the Congo is home to many of the world's most rare and endangered species, with its forests and savannas magnificently rich in biodiversity. Besides the elephants, lions, gorillas and buffalo, to name but a few, there is one mammal especially associated with the Congo, the okapi. Estimated to number less than 50,000, this relative of the giraffe is only found in the wild in the DRC. Against the depredations of conflict and years of instability, conservationists have struggled to ensure the survival of both the okapi and its habitat. Rupert Cook reports.
Rainy season in the forests of Ituri province in northeastern Congo. At its most torrential, a curtain of rain reduces visibility to a few metres. While uncomfortable for humans, the downpour is ideal cover for the okapi, a rare and highly elusive relative of the giraffe, thought to be found only in the forests of the Congo. Until recently, more than 10 years of civil war and instability made it too dangerous for visitors to experience at first hand the okapi's natural environment and the intensity of Ituri's lush Central African climate. But with recent elections and the gradual stabilisation of the country, there's once again the opportunity to explore the okapi's magnificent forest habitat and learn just what makes it so unique. Jean-Joseph Mapalanga is the chief warden for the Okapi Wildlife Reserve, a protected area of 18,000 square kilometres in Ituri Forest, with an estimated 5,000 okapis.
The okapi, it is a very rare species. It is only located in the Ituri forest. Thirdly, the okapi is a symbol of the country. You'll see the money, the Congolese franc, you'll see the symbol of the okapi. And the other aspect, the okapi is a symbol of traditional leader. All of these people will have a kind of belief around the okapi. And that's why people try to say, no, we have to protect this symbol.
It's a very quiet animal and it's very fascinating because as more as you watch them and as more as you think you get to know an okapi, you're never at the end of discovering new behavior.
Rosemary Ruff runs Gilman International Conservation's Okapi Conservation Project at the Apulu Breeding and Research Station in Ituri Forest, which for the last 19 years has taken the lead in protecting the okapi.
It's quite an exceptional animal. Many people don't know the okapi, they never heard the name, they don't even know how it looks like, so it has some kind of mystery around it.
From a distance, the okapi's rear resembles that of a zebra, with black and white stripes on its hind legs. The almost elastic suppleness of its neck reminds one of a giraffe, while its silent and graceful movement recalls the limber poise of the antelope. Only scientifically recognised in 1902, the okapi has proven remarkably successful at maintaining its reputation for elusiveness. Sightings in the wild tend to be few and far between, as I discovered.
Well, I'm with Desiree Kapamba, one of our pygmy guides. Desiree has just been showing me a succession of what look like extremely fresh hoof prints of the okapi. Desiree has just said that the tracks are today's tracks. He's just pointed out one of the plants, the Musala plant, which is the name in the Kumbuti pygmy language, and also another plant which is called Kiki. And both of these plants are eaten by the okapi. The plant has been almost totally stripped bare of leaves, and on the few that remain, there are clear bite marks. And Desiree thinks is that perhaps the okapi was here this morning, may have even have heard us, and then made its escape. We've been walking now for around 2 hours, and Mataka, the tracker, and Filippo, one of the pygmies, have just discovered two quite large piles of okapi droppings, and there's another one, and these are fresh from this morning. That at least proves that the okapi was within very close proximity to us. When it heard our approach, they took off into the forest.
At the Apulu station in the reserve, 15 okapis are kept in captivity in their natural environment, free to roam around their spacious enclosures in the forest. The okapi at the station receive much of their food thanks to the Mbuti pygmies. Every day in the early morning half-light, they go out into the forest and forage for some of the 33 different varieties of leaf which the otherwise free-ranging okapi normally eats in the wild. Mbuti pygmies from Ituri Forest describe the okapi's very special significance for Mbuti culture. This collective and cultural attachment to the okapi borders on an almost spiritual reverence. Cornel Loango is director of international NGO, the Wildlife Conservation Society, or WCS, at the Okapi Wildlife Reserve.
Pygmies are the first inhabitant of this area, and for them, seeing the beautiful okapis, they call it in their local language, Yarabi. That means the miracle of God. Traditionally, pygmies do not hunt okapi and do not eat okapis too, even the meat, because they believe they are God. It's God with them.
Well, we're now coming up to the enclosure of Tatu. And Tatu was born on the 4th of September, 1995. And she's just coming towards us right now.
She's very curious. Maybe we can go a little bit further inside. It takes a while before she makes her decision to approach us.
Well, we're waiting, maybe 15 meters away from her. She seems to be looking very intently right now. Her ears are drawn back, and they're so large that one really can't imagine how acute that hearing is.
Tatu? Come on, girl. Now she's slowly moving up to us. Good girl. Good girl.
Well, I'm just about to touch her right now.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
Just touching her, there's this definite grease on her hide. It's very, very fine hair as well, dark brown. It's like velvet, lustrous, shiny. One of the things that really strikes me, perhaps I'm anthropomorphizing, but there is a personality to each of these individual okapi, isn't there?
Absolutely, yes. All of our 15 okapis, none of them has the same character. They are all different, like in humans.
And I suppose that's part of the mystery of the okapi, because there is something quite extraordinary about the animal, not just because it's only found in Congo, there are so few of them, but it's also this sort of solitary aspect to its character, its unique appearance, all these different things. They all seem to add up to an aura about the okapi.
Maybe for people who see the first time an okapi or several okapis like we have here, they say, well, they look all the same. But it's only when you work with them on a daily basis you can actually figure out the difference between those individuals. I would say it's almost like describing a human, how a human being is. You can also do that with an okapi.
Despite the years of strife and lawlessness, the okapi survives in its isolated splendour in the forests of Ituri. Both the Mbuti pygmies, as well as local and international conservationists, deserve much credit for their determined protection of the okapi. Yet severe threats remain. Rosemary Ruff.
I think for conservation people, it looks like a huge mountain ahead of us in order to save it. If you want to secure the okapi habitat, you need to secure the tropical rainforest in Ituri. It's going to be quite a challenge, I think. From our side, we can just help a lot in refusing to purchase tropical wood timber. And I think it needs to be aware in our culture that if we buy some tropical timber, we do actually help to destroy the okapi habitat. I hope people realize that.
Rupert Cook, Deutsche Welle Radio, Ituri Forest, northeastern Congo.